bubbling cauldron.
Yes.
Now, the flurry of silver bat wing. And a howling wind. A clap of thunder. Then a creaking door. Isn't that a nice setting for Jack Daniel's Monster Marathon? Featuring such ghoulish guests as the Great Pumpkin, Frankenstein, and Count Dracula. Saturday, October 31st. You
That's
don't
right.
dare miss it. As Count Dracula says,
come closer. Closer. Closer.
My name is Bela Lugosi.
Look away. Into the coffin.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Alfred Hitchcock. Tonight, as the first moments of the most bewitched night of the year tick by, we welcome you to this special edition of the Jack Daniel's program. Prepare yourself for the worst, and hope for the best.
Come in. Turn down your lights and listen. Listen to the tales that have been handed down from father to son for hundreds of years. Tonight, when those who practice the cult of black magic are at their strongest, when werewolves prowl the night, when vampires take to the black of the skies in quest of the one thing that can sustain their life, human blood, when witches and warlocks practice their ancient cult of taking control of human lives and minds, when all the powers of evil are at their strongest, come with us now as we explore the unknown. Are you afraid? There's no need to be. You don't believe in vampires and witches, do you? My friend, once I was as pessimistic as you, and I, too, once made jest of black magic. Perhaps by the end of the evening, you may feel differently. A word of caution, if I may. Lock your doors and windows, and don't get alarmed, but I just noticed an empty cage in the laboratory, where just a few moments ago there was a species of bat from a foreign country. I regret to say it had not time to be examined yet. See, the shipment just arrived this evening from Transylvania. Tonight, you shall be entertained with stories of the unknown and the unexplained. Who is to say what really happened eons ago? And who is to say what will happen tonight? Here, take my hand, for the way is dark and the path is long. And I wouldn't want to lose any of you while you're my guest. Now would I?
Thank you.
tell the story of how I found Count Dracula. Why did it have to be me? Something dragged me down there. Something I can't understand kept me going. Now it's too late. He's coming for me. I hid myself that night in the British Museum. When the mummies and the old dead Egyptian pharaohs and when the place was emptied of all the living, I went to that stairway and I went down, down, down to a hell I never thought could be. I had to find him. Anyone, whoever you are. When you read this, you've been warned. Your last chance to turn back. At midnight, it'll be too late for me. But you, you may be the next one to find that dreadful door at the end of the stairway.
How I stay young. I will tell you the secret, which is not a secret. The story told at midnight to frighten you. I drink blood. My friends, the moonlight affects the wolves. We have that in common. Peculiar thing, the moon. It brings out in all of us such beautiful ghastliness. Charming things are done in the light of the moon. It's a time for evil, for murder, for Count Dracula to drink. Shh! I command you, silence. There are many powers that I have, and all the creatures that roam the night obey when Count Dracula commands. If you are my friend, then nothing can harm you. If you are my enemy, nothing can save you. Sink my pants. Fly, my friends. Call to me, my lovely ones. Come, all of you, talk to Count Dracula. It frightens you. They will not harm you because I am your protector. But if I say the word, they will drive you mad or tear you to bits, trample you into the earth. They are harmless. Softly, dear ones. Softly. Go. Go. Out among men and find the food you need. No. This one is mine. Stand behind me. When I am finished with them, perhaps you can have a little taste. He's a very greedy one. You must watch out for him. Down. Down! That is not the way we treat a guest. I apologize. It takes time to tame them. He is just new here. What is it you ask? Oh, no, my friend. That is my secret. Better ask, who was he? Perhaps you will find his name on a missing person report. But here he is just another member of my little family. Huh? How large is the family? You will see. Come. I will take you into the darkness. For a little time, you will share a night in the life of a vampire. Hold on to me, I say. I cannot spend time with cowards, for perhaps you wish to save me a trip to the outer world. Hmm? How considerate. Shall I drink now? Ah, you are holding to my cape tightly. I thought you would. Tonight. All right, then. Take your little knife. Stab me. Go! Strike my heart! It goes right through me. Ah, but I am here, my friend. I am as real as you, but I have evil to protect me. And there is nothing more powerful. Shall we walk, then? In one of the largest cities of the world, who would think a vampire walks in their streets? Only a madman. And who can say that madmen are wrong just because they are mad? See, they don't even notice. Come, I will show you the essence of horror. There, by the lamppost, alone on the corner, that girl. You see, my friend, to be frightened in the dark is only natural. It is nothing. To be frightened in the middle of a street with thousands of people around, that is terror. Walk with me. I will show you. You see this ring I wear? To look upon it is to become helpless. Now, gently, stay behind me. Good evening, young lady. I beg your pardon, but I am a stranger to your city and have lost my way. Can you tell me, please, the bus to Kensington Gardens?
Now, show her the ring.
Excuse me if I point, young lady. I walk to the corner there.
See how she stares.
And the number of the bus, my dear?
She's in my power now.
Walk with me, young lady.
You see how easily she comes?
Is it not an impressive demonstration, my friend?
What will I do with her?
My dear innocent friend, what would I do with her? I am a vampire.
Here, into the alley.
No, you cannot prevent me. I warn you, do not interfere. Do not try to be brave. Brave men have died before, and quickly. Look at my ring. Fool. To think on Dracula can be stopped. Her throat. So soft. So warm. So full of life. Renewed. The blood that flowed through her veins is all mine. That was her only purpose in life, to give me strength. So many have gone before, so many yet to come. There is no end to time and no end to Dracula. What shall I do with the lifeless shell? Rest. Rest here forever. Count Dracula thanks you. And you, I command you, awaken. Where are you? What a clever original remark. I will tell you where you are. You are with me, Count Dracula. Fear not. What can happen? The worst is that you will die.
Don't fret.
There are better men below the ground than are walking on the top. One that wants to know everything, be brave if you can. Imagine now for a moment you are reposing in your coffin. The door of the crypt is shut. You are alone. Eternity stretches out in front of you. You have nothing to look forward to, only the silence of the tomb. And slowly you become nothing. What is left of you is only the name on the tombstone. And in time, even that will fade. You don't like the thought? Then come further, down deeper to where the vampire is king. Where the zombies and the ghosts are harmless fiends compared to what really lives, you pardon the expression, down there. Come. see you, my friend. I cannot vouch for your safety. Down!
Down! Away! Away!
See, they are almost on control. Come quickly. Come quickly, we will find you a little more safety, perhaps. Like a perfect world. Beautiful women. Well-dressed men. Who are they? All vampires. Billions of them. Now, my friend, that you are here with us, why return to your foolish, useless life? Remain here. Become one of us. Oh, of course. I promised you no harm. But what is harm? Would you rather be left to the ghouls and the zombies? Hear them call you? But here, we are not so uncouth, unless it is necessary.
Vampires! Look to me! Here is one that will not join us. What shall we do with him?
They say you should look at my rink and then remember the pretty girl in the alley. Look at my ring. What do you see there? Gaze deeply. No, do not walk away from me. There is no place to hide, my friend. Fool. Far do you think you can run from me?
Go! Go! After him!
You see, you are here with me, and there is no way out. Except... Zombies!
Stop him!
Do not scream, my friend. Count Dracula has given you his word that you shall be safe. And that is how it shall be. For now, look into my link. You will find yourself back among the living. Look. But before you go, I tell you this. In the normal life you lead, you will try to forget what you have seen here. But it will all come back to you in your nightmares. And you will not be able to explain it away as a dream. And some night you will be sleeping peacefully. And you will think you are safe. And on that night, the very night, a wolf will howl. And I will come for you. Slowly, quietly, I will come into your room. I will come to your bed. I will lean over and gently bite your neck. And then, my friend, you too will be a vampire. When the wolf howls, no matter where you are, Count Dracula will come for you.
Farewell. Until some midnight.
There. Done. But what is done? To escape from that place of evil? To come back to the world of men for what? Only to be taken back again? He's coming for me. I know it. But at least I've written it all down. I can leave a warning to the world. soon.
The wolf. The wolf.
My friend, it is time. I have come for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Alfred Hitchcock. Are you still with us this morning? You have more courage than I thought. You're listening to the Monster Marathon on the Jack Daniels program from WAKY in Louisville. Thank you and good evening.
How nice of you to come and visit me. I do not often have visitors here. We are so isolated here, you know. Sit down. Please do forgive me for being impolite. I'm just about to have my evening meal, and I'm very hungry. Oh, you look surprised. You do not see anything on the table? Well, wait until I get the box. Here it is. Yes, here it is. It is in this box that my meal is waiting. It is how do you Americans say it? A packaged dinner? Now, if you will forgive me, I will begin. There we are. Oh, but why do you gasp? It's just the head of a young girl. A pretty young girl. This all? Again you are surprised. But it is my very special saw. I have to work for my meals. Cutting through the bone is not easy. Forgive me. I must begin. Oh, I know what you're thinking. You think I am psychotic. I'm not psychotic. I'm just hungry. I like to eat brains.